This.
Okay, we're gonna do what we said we were gonna do. We're gonna
switch over the stream.
Stop recording.
And stop.
I hope this sounds. I hope this sounds as fun to you guys as it does to the two of us.
No, I hope it sounds much less fun to you guys as does the two of us. Here is not about pleasing the audience.
It isn't?
No, it's all about us.
No, that's actually not true.
And the people who submit.
We're just pleasing the audience, thinking that we're actually pleasing.
I don't even know. Truth is, I'm a cyborg. So
you are not a cyborg. You are way too overly complicated to be a cyborg.
Hello, I'm a Mac, new model.
And, no, you are so a PC because you are so overwrought.
I know, and I'm always crashing.
You have so many bugs in your system.
And I can't operate other people's programs at all.
I'm a Mac, but I'm like OS 8.
Sometimes I'll be like in the middle of a sentence, I'll just.
What? Stupid. That is so PC too.
You so fell for that.
No, I went along with it. I know what you're doing.
Paul Avion is who I'm going to play right now. Sent us a CD. Pretty damn cool cover art. Look at the picture on this. I wish you guys could see this, but you can't.
That's awesome. Yeah. Where is he?
But he's from LA, actually. So I'm going to play a couple tracks from this
CD.
That's
Chinatown. I know that store.
And
he has like a Bolex camera.
The name of the CD is Pop Music United from Patafor Records. And this is Paul Avion. And I'll give you his, I'll play some music and then I'll give you his, no, I'll give you now. MySpace.com/Paul Avion. And Paul Avion, that's AVION, PaulAvion.com. Sounds like this.
Like a shooting star, makes no difference who you are. Summers change, but the words are the same every time. Da da da. Shadows in a fall, down dee 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 down, down down, makes the one you care for come out from your cold.
I'm going to learn.
Lurking in a fall,
down, 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 down,
makes the one you care for
come out from
your going,
going to love,
going to learn about the power of love.
You're going
it's
to
easily. Stars down here into my birth above. Seasons change, but the world is the same every time.
That is the story of my birth, the story of my birth that day. We'll be right back.
You're here.
You're here.
On killradio.org. That was Paul Avion with Traces of Saint Etienne, the Postal Service, Air, and British Swedish 80s indie pop. Paul Avion shows a flair for pop that many bands and artists never touch. That's from Intellectos magazine. Paul's been played on Pulse Rated UK, KCRW, Indie 103, KXLU, and several other places. That's great. That's good to see. So thanks for your submission. Again, that's myspace.com/PaulAvion, A-V-I-O-N, and paulavion.com. And the name of the album there is Pop Music United.
Yay.
Yay. Oh, now you got me doing it.
No, I got to stop doing it.
Yeah, because it's just so much cooler than that.
Barely much cooler than that.
Barely so much cooler than that.
All right. Did you just trip?
No, I tried to walk away with my mic
in your hand.
Yeah,
and we're on short mic cords now.
No, like yours is like maybe 10 feet long, and mine's maybe 3 or 4. So I wanted to throw something in the trash, I got yanked back.
But maybe you should focus on the show instead of focus on tidying up right now.
I just want to make sure that my workspace is clean because I have a lot of submissions, and I feel like I'm, you know, just under this mountain, this avalanche of
great
music.
I did talk to Kill Radio's human resources department about your untidy workstation.
KR's HR?
KRHR. Yeah.
Wow.
You know how that Katrina is? She would totally be an HR.
You think?
Bitch.
Oh my goodness.
I love Katrina. What show does Katrina do? Let's just put a plug for Katrina.
That's Frequency and Phrenology.
Which is on
Tuesdays at 9. And that's it's an awesome show.
Yep. From 9 to 10. Is it just a one?
And humor and music.
That's right,
because
she's a doctor. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen her in a long time.
You know, speaking of shows on Kill Radio, there are many of them.
Yes.
And quite a few of them are quite good. Rather pleasing, you might even say.
First, there's our show from 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. On Mondays.
Yes.
Called Here, Here. That's what you're listening right now if you didn't know.
We do enjoy us.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
The Lord.
Did you see that sticker at Bar 107 there, right when you take a leak in the trough? Right there it says it. Praise the Lord for lowered cars.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's hot.
That's crazy.
And then...
Well, Thursdays. Thursday morning. Well, the morning starts out with the Hacienda, which is a great show. And then...
Oh, that's
and
good.
And then my show, 10 to noon. Is good.
It's not 10 to 1?
Well, I just put 10 to 1 on the schedule because I didn't want someone to take the hour after that because, one, sometimes I go over, and two, I like to play the people who do that archive after my show because the people who do that is on Tuesday nights, and that's
good.
Just an incredible show. And then there's your show on Fridays.
Fridays, 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific time, Close Your Eyes, which is oddly enough, I guess not oddly, so that's the weird thing is like, we've become such a secular society that then you go, oh, he's also really into spirituality and he's talking about poo. How does that happen? You know, we expect me to be like, I don't know, innocent the whole time, which is not the case, obviously.
Well, there's that book, The Tao of Poo.
Yes, and I haven't read it. Maybe I should. My show, Close Your Eyes, on Fridays, 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time, spirituality, wide range of music. And then what else?
Oh, well, actually, I just want to mention this Thursday on Is Good, as you know, I interview bands, and I'm interviewing a band called, an act called Life with an Astronaut. And this guy is an amazing, like, rocking guitar player and singer, and he's 12.
Shut up.
He's 12 years old. I saw him perform at this this cool little...
You know you have to be 21 over to be in the studio, right?
Right. So I saw this.
Look at the walls.
I went to this. I was DJing this party, and they had like a bunch of cool like acoustic acts, and he was one of them. It was like,
wow.
This kid has to be on Is Good. So
nice.
So tune in on this Thursday from 10 to noon. It'll be a good show. It's always a good show. It is good.
Sweet. And then let's talk about this month. We've been really just kind of training ourselves, if anything, to let you all know that we are a non-profit, non-commercial internet radio station.
Yes.
If you go to our website, killradio.org, and click on the link that says About Us, you'll really kind of see what our mission is, how we do things here through consensus.
Why we do things here.
Yeah, why we do the things we do. And we're always open for your support. So you can easily make a donation to Kill Radio via PayPal. PayPal is probably the easiest way if you already have a PayPal account. The link is both on our main page, it says Donate to KR, as well as on our About Us page, Donate to KR. And I'd love to see those pages be a little bit more prevalent rather than kind of camouflage.
Good. The thing is, if we get enough donations, we can actually hire someone to make our donation page
okay.
better. No, but I mean, it's true. We have equipment, and we have a space, a studio space where we rent from, and we have programs, obviously several programs we need to run in order to continue broadcasting
right.
this free, uncensored,
but also
commercial.
We mostly make the station run on our dues, and our dues are very little because we want to make the station open for people of all walks of life, not only the wealthy or something. So. That's where, if you would like to support Kill Radio, we would love to welcome you to do that.
Yeah, you could support us by coming in and doing a show. We have lots of open slots
yeah.
on the schedule.
So if you're ever interested about how do you do a show at Kill Radio, you have to be based in Los Angeles, or at least be able to be in the studio at that time. You can fly in the day before or the day of, that's fine. But you have to physically do it from our studios. But other than that, if you'd like to support us anyway, I would love to encourage you to make a donation to Kill Radio through PayPal, or you can also, if you click on the About Us link, you'll see how you can send a check or money or through our fiscal sponsor, which gives us our nonprofit status.
Yeah, and keep in mind, none of us do our shows for any money whatsoever. In fact,
we're paying to be here right now.
Well, and on top of that, a lot of us donate more than our dues,
yeah.
Either more money or equipment or whatever, just to keep the whole process running. I mean, Mark and I come in here every week so we can play music that's been submitted, because we enjoy it and because we think someone's got to do it. If someone puts together a CD, they deserve to get a little airtime.
Especially when you think about all the great stuff we've played today.
Yeah.
This is stuff that isn't getting commercial airplay, I'm assuming.
So anyway, if you could throw $5, $10, $20, whatever.
We also take foreign currency.
Up.
We'll convert it. So.
Did you say porn currency?
No, I said foreign.
Oh.
God,
we
John.
Should take porn currency, though.
If they had it.
If you want to pay us in porn, we could. There's
yeah.
a pawn shop downstairs.
We can, yeah.
We can switch it out.
Yeah, switch it.
For some, for somebody's engagement ring. And then we could go across the street to the Citibank and see how much they'll give us for it.
Yeah.
And then that'll be another month of studio space at Kill Radio. We can continue doing here
yes.
and playing great music from the mailman and beyond. Speaking of which, maybe we should go to some music.
Speaking of which, why don't we talk about submitting? And let's do that later.
Oh, no, but that's actually a good segue. But let's play some music.
Yeah.
We'll come back and we'll tell how you can submit.
Yeah, because we don't want to bore you to tears.
Yeah. Now you know how to donate. Later you'll find out how to submit.
This is a band out of Seattle, Washington. Artist by the name of Cuchata. MySpace.com/Cuchata, Cuchata. The song is called Sistema Mayoridad, and you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Sistema mayoridad, la sombra del norte creciendo en mi mente, la sombra de la indígena creciendo en mi alma con un fósforo, prende la pasión. Como el infierno, prende la rebelión. Ahí la verdad viene, ahí viene la verdad. Ella lo me dijo. Ahí la verdad viene, le viene la verdad. Ella lo me dijo. Dysfunctionality that I see all around me. Living cognitive dissonance, the air I breathe, so thick that I can't see, so thick that I can't see. Who is this majority, and why have they persecuted me? What is this dysfunctionality that I see all around me? Living in cognitive dissonance, the air I breathe, so thick that I can't see, so thick that I can't see. Desciendo en mi mente, sistema, la sombra de la indígena, sistema, desciendo en mi alma, sistema, como un fósforo, sistema, como el infierno, sistema, ahí la verdad viene, ahí viene la verdad, sistema, ella lo pago, sistema, ahí la verdad viene, ahí viene la verdad.
You're here.
On killradio.org.
Meow.
You and the meow.
I know. That was a band called Badoka out of La Plata, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Song called Nadie Paga Tus Gracias. And their MySpace page is myspace.com/Badoka. And I'm going to have to spell that for you, 666. But that's B-O-D-O-K-E 666. Say. Again, that's myspace.com/B as in boy, O, D as in Donald, O, K as in kangaroo, E as in ecstasy.
As in E.
666. As in E, hello. So again, that was Badoca out of Buenos Aires. La Plata, Buenos Aires, Argentina. And then before that was Cuchata out of Seattle, Washington. And you're back. We're back with Here Here, KLRadio.org. Should we talk about submissions?
What is Here Here? I mean, really,
John.
What are any of us?
I mean, really, John. What is it that you think you're doing?
Here.
Huh?
Here.
Huh?
Huh? Here Here is an all-submission show, meaning you send us music, and then we play it on the air.
We play it.
Yes. And we think that's a good thing. And how do we get your music? Well, it's a variety of ways.
So one basically, you guys control the playlist.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah, because we actually, and
in a
collective
way,
things are played, you know, in order of us receiving
more or
them,
less.
More or less. So.
More than less.
Moraless. I am without morals. So one way you can send us your music. Well, first go to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE, and that has all the details on the show and how we get our submissions. But I'm going to tell you right now anyway, because I can. I have a microphone. So you can send a CD, which is my preferred form, because I get to open up the packages and look at all your cover art and stuff like that. And we will leave your CD in the Kill Radio library. And we were mentioning before, there's all sorts of other great shows, many of which at Kill Radio are music shows, always looking for new music. So they will actually take things out of the Kill Radio library and play them. So that's good.
Yep.
So you can do that. You can send it to Kill Radio, attention, Here Here, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, room 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004.
In beautiful Koreatown adjacent.
Yeah, Wilshire Center, I think.
Is that
this
area called?
The area is actually called.
But that's stupid. We're nowhere near Wilshire Boulevard.
I agree.
It's a whole huge subway stop away.
I agree with you. I'm just telling you what it's called.
They should call it Silver Korea. Because it's kind of Silver Lake, kind of Koreatown.
How about Korea Lake?
Korea Lake.
That actually
that sounds like
nice.
That.
Yeah.
Korea Lake. That's what they'll call it now. We're
yeah.
in Korea Lake.
Now, some people don't like to send objects through space, and I totally understand that. So we allow them to send us a couple of MP3s.
How is
this done, Mark?
Well, I'm the MP3 stud guy because, I don't know, I like to be told what to do as opposed to having to figure it out with a CD going, what do I play? You just tell me I play it, I make it work. The easiest way to send MP3s for the both of us, meaning you out there and me over here, is to use this website that I like called YouSendIt.com. That's all one word, YouSendIt.com. You can totally answer the phone
Should
while I'm talking.
That?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
It might be my grandma or mom or, I don't know, probation officer. Anyway, so YouSendIt.com. It's a free site. It just lets you upload your tracks to their website. It put my email address as the recipient, Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. Again, that's Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. What else? So I get an email that says, you got tracks from blah, blah, blah. And then I go to it and I download it. So it's not getting sent as an attachment and stuck in your outbox or your sent box, filling that up, nor is it cluttering up my inbox. So it just works out best for everybody. And then it's done. That's how most people submit. So it works out great. Was it?
Trying to sell us a magazine, I think.
LA Times?
Radio Inc.
Oh, no. Darn it. That'd been awesome as LA Times.
I wanted to take a message because maybe I should have pretended to be the station manager. That he was asking for the station manager.
Oh, you are.
I am, aren't I? I'm here.
Yeah, whoever answers the phone is the station manager.
Whoever answers the phone is the station manager. Next time we call, I'll be like, yeah, it's me.
So again, all this information is at our MySpace page, myspace.com/here_here.
HEAR_HERE.
Escucha aquí for our Spanish listeners, which we seem to have a lot of.
Yes, as well as people from Glasgow.
Mm-hmm. And Tasmania.
Tasmania.
I wonder if they're still listening. They speak English there, right? Or do they speak Tasman?
I assume
them
they speak English.
Them speak English.
Yeah, it's Australia, so. Although I'm sure there are probably several other languages there that they also speak.
Mm-hmm. And right now they're saying,
unlike Koreatown.
Or Korea Lake.
Korea Lake in L.A. But, you know, again, it's worth pointing out, though, that Kill Radio is an L.A.-based internet radio station, and
yes,
we do a lot of community-based programming.
Yes.
But the thing about Here Here is it's, you know, being internet radio, it's international. So we get we get submissions. So even if you're not in LA, even if you're a band out of, you know, Iowa or
Dawson Springs
or
La Plata, Buenos Aires,
anywhere else, feel, you know, submit and we'll play you. And but if you are in LA, let us know where your next gig is.
Yeah, we'd love to go.
And if we are able to get to your music before that gig is passed, we'll totally promote it.
Or we can play it on the show and then tell where you're playing at.
And especially if you donate, we'll promote it even harder.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you donate.
Like, wow, they give us a dollar. We should totally talk about the show that they're going to do at the Tangier next week.
Or yeah. Wow, they gave us these nice blankets.
We're so cold. Let's play some music.
Now, no longer.
This is a band called Fitter, F-I-T-T-E-R. And they sent me two CDs, so I'm going to play a track from each of them. this is from their EP, so check it out. Fitter is the name of the band, and after we play that, I'll get back to you with the website because I don't have it in front of me at the moment. Here on KillRadio.org.
Jersey!
Here, here on killradio.org. We're just going to switch out the CD here real quick. Thanks, Mark, for your help.
Thanks.
So I can hold the mic. Oh, God. Well, because I needed you to hold the
I can talk
thing.
And change a CD at the same time,
see,
unlike
I
you.
I can't. This is
I just put it in.
This is more fitter for you, and then we'll be back in a sec. You and your cat noises. That was awesome.
I didn't
Fitter
that was
rocks.
You, John.
Or actually, maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's actually got an accent over the E. Maybe it's Fitter. I don't know. www.bandfitter.com. I'm realizing just now that the other CD for the first track I played was actually just an EP made of tracks from the other second CD that we played. Fortunately, I didn't play the same song twice. The first track was called One Like Me, and the track I played after that was called Ojos. And these guys are LA-based, which is awesome. And the music, I don't know, it made me reminded
it's
me
good.
Of like Ozo Motley and that mm-hmm. kind of that kind of style, mixing funk and
didn't
rock
we
and
think
Latin
Oingo
and
Boingo too.
Yeah, and the voice reminds
yeah, totally.
Me a little bit
well,
of Danny Elfman from Oingo Boingo. Absolutely.
If anyone remembers that.
Thank you, Fitter, for your awesome submission to hear here on killradio.org.
Yay. Oh, it's my turn. Right?
Yeah, what do you got for us?
Do we need to talk about anything?
Submit to Kill Radio, donate to Kill Radio.
Listen to the show.
Listen to the show.
Oh yeah, listen to the show.
Don't vote Republican.
Oh right. Do you have any gigs coming up?
Do I have any gigs
yes.
coming up? My next DJ gig is November 11th. I'm DJing what this sounds like is going to be a pretty damn big party.
Nice.
I cannot disclose the address at the moment, but it's a series of birthday parties collectively put together by some people in the music industry, including some people who in Amoeba Music, and should be pretty kick-ass. So
yeah.
More information on that later. I guess I'll probably talk about it on my show on Thursday morning.
Yes. All right. This is a band out of Portland, Oregon, The Erotic Politicians, song called Better Wine. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/TheEroticPoliticians. You're listening to KillRadio.org.
We'll be right back.
Dude, rock on. Okay, I'm totally going to say this name wrong. Well, I'm not going to say the band's name wrong. Band is...
No, do it. Go ahead.
No, the band is called Curb Slider. You know what? I think they even told me how to pronounce their city, and I'm going to say it wrong. John, do you want to take a look at this before I say it?
Sure.
What do you think?
The city is...
Is it Ipswich? Suffolk?
Ipswich.
I don't think...
I would say Ipswich, not Ipswich. We had this conversation.
No, I know, because it happened a week or two ago.
I was there. I remember. I was wearing jeans
See,
and a T-shirt.
They speak English.
White socks, brown
we
shoes.
We speak English, but it's a different language.
Oh, Suffolk in the UK. That's by England.
Stupid. No, come on. Okay, I'm so sorry. This is just a reminder to all the bands. Give us a pronunciation, especially from England, UK, Great Britain, Europe.
Yeah, you have to understand.
Outside of Los Angeles.
Yeah, because I can't speak for Mark, but I'm borderline retarded.
Oh, no, you are high-functioning Down syndrome. I do see that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So,
I love you,
so obviously I'm doing much better than Mark.
Let's see if Dave wrote anything about how you pronounce that.
John's right! Woohoo!
No, but he's talking about something else. Oh, wait, no, he is right.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's
God damn it.
I win. This is me.
This is you waving to the crowds.
Hey, did you know that the Queen of England, she waves kind
Who?
Of right?
The Queen of Great Britain? Or is it the Queen of UK?
You know, over there by the British Isles.
Oh, that lady.
You know how she waves
wrist, elbow?
Turning her hand right and left, as opposed to the way people usually wave like this. You know why?
Why?
So that the fat on her triceps
Shut
doesn't
up.
Flap. No, it's true. Royalty always waves by turning the hands right to left instead of waving.
Please.
Because
they're British. They don't have exposed arms. They're totally covered up.
Are we talking about the same country here?
Yes.
They're not. This isn't Afghanistan. This is England. When she waves
exactly.
like this, when she waves like a person they would normally
wave collars,
at a group,
they wear gloves.
See the fat on an arm flap back and forth. That's why royalty always waves.
Dave, please
turning their
please
hand.
Help us, save us. Do you have anything to add to this?
I'm just gonna go to music because we're not connecting today. Because we didn't do the show last
John,
week.
John, we're never really connecting. We're always kind of falling forward.
you ever think about, like...
I want to give the band their MySpace page info real quick.
No, go ahead.
Curbslider, myspace.com/curbslider, K-E-R-B-S-L-I-D-E-R. And again, it's Ipswich.
Slider.
Ipswich, as in throw the switch, Suffolk, United Kingdom, England, Britain, Great Britain. Mommy land.
Europe.
Europe.
Oh, no, they hate it when you say that.
Because they're not really Europe. They are the gateway drug to Europe, though, for Americans.
It's true.
Because they're kind of like us, but they're still very European. But they're not totally caught up in being European that they feel like they have to defend 2,000 years of history.
Shannon and I are going to Europe for our honeymoon.
I think that's awesome.
London is
I
our
love
first
Europe.
Stop.
Really? Mm-hmm. I need to go to London. I think I would love it.
Very, very excited about that.
You know, right when you land in London, you immediately gain like 20 pounds. Actually, that is so like...
Is that the
That
the
is
currency?
So like me
that's
throwing a rock at a glass house, right? You know, living in a glass house and throwing stones kind of thing.
Is that the... So that's the weight exchange, basically?
Yes.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, there's also the monetary exchange and there's the weight exchange.
That's good.
It's like the opposite of what happens when you're on the moon.
Well, you know, I've already gained that 20 pounds.
This also happens in Chicago. You gain 50 pounds in Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
Instantly. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Have you ever been to New York?
Yes. Not as much. 30.
No, because you do a lot of walking.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Chicago, you kind of do a lot of walking.
Have
but
you ever been to Texas?
No, thank
you.
I
haven't felt that skinny in a while. It's a
oh,
big state.
I had a layover in Texas. Ugly airport.
Let's go to music. I have
Please.
A couple of CDs.
We have negative 2 minutes.
Are we over?
Yeah, we're over time.
Well, no, that clock is actually wrong.
Shut up. It's pronounced Suffolk, as in Suffolk, like suffering fuck.
Oh.
I
have a couple of CDs from
I've
a,
been called
a
that.
Label called Empty Records
I've
out
been
of
called
Portland,
that.
Oregon. Shut up now. Shut up now.
Shut up.
Empty Records, www.emptyrecords.com. I actually don't have MySpaces on these individual bands, so you can just go to www.emptyrecords.com to get information on these bands. First band I'm going to play is called Bamboo Kids. According to New York Press in 2003, they were considered the best unsigned band in New York City. So here's a track I just picked at random called USA out of NYC, which I think is funny. This is Bamboo Kids on here on killradio.org.
Yay.
On that was Bamboo Kids.
Yay.
from New York and from Empty Records. I have another CD here, also from Empty Records. This is a band called Destruction Unit. Name of the album, the Bamboo Kids album, by the way, is called Feel Like Hell. And again, you can get that from Empty Records, www.emptyrecords.com. This is name of this album from Destruction Unit is called Death to the Old Flesh, which
Well,
you know, makes me think of Long Live the New Flesh, Cronenberg, a film by David Cronenberg that I saw a while back about his movies. You know, I've just been thinking a lot about horror movies. I kind of say I love Halloween because, like, for the week before Halloween, you turn on the TV and it's nothing but horror movies. We were watching 100 Greatest Scariest Moments on Bravo the other day.
Yeah.
It's just so cool. Cause it
was
just,
I was watching Exorcist 2, and it was so bad.
Exorcist 2 is, like, the worst movie ever.
Actually, but Exorcist 3...
Is awesome. Yeah, I love Exorcist 3 because it's got Brad Dourif in it. He's like
and
the best
no
actor
one
in the
knows
world.
How good it is.
This is a line.
There's
for
some
Exorcist
scary
3.
Fucking moments in that movie where you jump.
He goes, "You are issuing a clear invitation to the dance." I love that. It's so well acted. And the other one goes, "Oh, precious me, was I raving?" And they actually took that sample and used it in a rave act from the early 90s called Radioactive Goldfish.
How would you not do that?
It's so sweet.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the matter at
hand. Back to what?
Destruction Unit, Death to the Old Flesh. Name of the song is I Dare You.
And then Dave contributed the movie Videodrome.
Videodrome. Yep. I love that movie.
Is that the one where the heads explode?
Where James Woods reaches into his stomach and he pulls out a gun.
Nice.
And it's like all attached to his skin and it's
I like Cronenberg.
Cronenberg.
What's your favorite Cronenberg movie before we go?
My favorite Cronenberg movie
it's hard.
Is The Fly. But since that's actually a remake of another film, my second favorite movie has got to be They Came From Within, which is about a parasite that makes everyone want to have orgies.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Have you seen...
Although Videodrome is pretty kick-ass.
Have you seen Spider?
Yeah, didn't care for Spider.
I like
so
that
much.
One. That
too
was
slow.
Good. That
too
was
slow.
Good. And then did you see Crash? ADD.
That's a bad movie.
I like it.
Crash is a bad movie. I'm informing you that Crash
no,
is a
I
bad
like
movie.
No, I like it. I don't know. Something about that kind of nihilistic sex stuff is hot.
Okay. Well, and it did
self-destructive
have, it did have
sex
some good
is
actors
great.
In it, too. Yeah. Dead Ringers is good. We can go on. Rabid. Even Scanners, silly
What's
as
the
it
video
be,
game
has
movie?
Michael Ironside is so awesome in that movie.
What's the video game movie he did?
Existence.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it was alright. Yeah. It was okay.
I just liked how, what's his name? What's the...
But you can't beat the fly.
What's the British actor's name I'm spacing right now?
Jude Law?
Jude Law. He has like a weird hole above his back that kind of looks like an anus and you have to stick something in it. I mean, come on. A guy like me, really difficult to get past that.
You mean in the movie?
Yeah. In the movie.
Let's go to music.
Rewind, fast forward. Rewind, play, fast forward. Rewind, play again.
Are a beautiful butterfly.
Will
you,
you
floating?
Will you be my
above
mommy?
The fog.
That's my favorite moment in Boogie Nights when they're high on coke on the bed, and then she goes, "Will you be my mom?" And she's like, "Yes."
That was Destruction Unit, and the name of that album is "Death to the Old Flesh." And you can get more information on them by going to Empty Records.
I like that song.
EmptyRecords.com. Scary. Scary sleeve art, too.
Sleeve
just
art.
The way
that
we
sounds
like
perverted.
It.
Sleeve art.
Hope everyone has a happy Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to, you know.
Wear bright at night.
Wear bright at night. And check all your Snickers bars for razor blades. mm-hmm. because that's the kind of society we live in where we think it's cool to put syringes and candy and give it out to kids when really we should just be giving them Ritalin.
Oh, right. You know, that makes sense.
I mean, if you're going to poison your children, you should just do it. Don't hide it in candy. Just say, hey, here's some poison.
Kids, your parents are taking drugs. You should take drugs, too.
Exactly. Coming up next, we're going to play last Thursday's episode of Is Good.
Yep.
On killradio.org.
Followed by?
Where I interviewed Lee Ferris, who is amazing.
Oh, so. I thought you were saying Leif Garrett. I'm like, what?
Followed by an episode of Close Your Eyes.
Yeah, it's all about us.
Today is Mondays is John and Mark Day at Kill Radio.
Yeah, I mean, might as well. We're the ones in charge. Yeah.
So, and you got to throw in Aha, Take On Me.
Really, you want that one too?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to hear Take On Me a little later if you're listening that long.
If you're listening 5 hours from now.
Yeah.
To killradio.org. And that's it. This is Here. Send us your music, myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. And don't forget, if you want to donate to Kill Radio, you can do that.
You can do that.
And we'll take it. We'll enjoy it. Just click on donate on the killradio.org homepage.
Or the about us link at killradio.org. Okay, we're done?
We're done.
All right.